Welcome to Sensory Reflections with me, Andy Shipley of Natural Inclusion on RNIB Connect Radio. So as usual, we're going to be tuning into a few things to listen out for in nature, and I've got a couple of things for you to have a go at that relate to this time of year. So things to listen out for. Here's our first sound, and it's one to keep an ear out for when you're out walking either in grassland, heathland or woodland. So that, if you didn't recognise it, is the sound of a deer roaring, bellowing, or technically known as bolving, and it's what they do at this time of year. As the days shorten, stags begin to turn their minds to mating, and the roaring or bellowing sound is their way of expressing their intention to look for a mate and also express their maleness as well to potential mates and also competitors. It's a very fruity time of year now, and one particular fruit comes into its own, and that is this one. It's very much apple time. The orchards and wild crab apple trees are laden with ripe fruit, and at their bases surrounded by windfalls, which lay there rotting and fermenting on the ground. As well as a delicious source of nourishment to us, this abundance of fruit attracts species of all kinds, from the last wasps of the year to hungry butterflies that lap up the fermenting juice. Bigger beasts are also attracted to the fallen fruit. Anything from rodents, hedgehogs, badgers and foxes all feast upon the heaps of fallen apples. The trees also attract birds that forage for insects beneath the gnarly bark, like nuthatches and also tree creepers. Autumn is also when tawny owls are at their noisiest. So this is a perfect time to take a night stroll and listen for that classic tuwit-tuwoo, which in fact isn't one owl, but two. The tuwit part is made by the female, and the whoo part is made by the male in response. So it's a bit of a mashup song, a duet, in fact. All this hooting and shrieking is down to one thing, and that's territory. When the young owls branch out to stake their claims, the older birds call to defend their patch. Autumn is also a time of plenty for this animal. It's the wild boar, which is native to the UK and has established strongholds in some parts of the country, most notably the Forest of Dean. This time of year, they can find plenty of food to forage for in the form of fallen fruits, fungi, nuts, and indeed acorns, which can be toxic to other creatures. Things to do. Why not treat yourself to some autumnal delicacies, perhaps in the form of an apple and bramble crumble, or if you're feeling a little more adventurous, an apple and nettle smoothie. Mainly, I'd like to invite you to make the most of all of your senses when you're out and about in nature. Make a point of noticing the wonderful array of earthy, mellow fragrances that fill the autumn air. Lastly, if you have a garden, you might want to think about helping hedgehogs hibernate. By autumn, hedgehogs are usually getting ready to hibernate, and they're piling on the fat, and they're trying to snuffle out safe places to spend the winter. So if you can create a home of some leaves, put some logs together, build a warm spot for them so they can settle down until spring, that would be fantastic. You can find more information on how to do this on the RSPB website. So that's it for this month. You can find out more about me on my website, www.natural-inclusion.org, or drop me a line at andy@natural-inclusion.org. So until next month, stay sensational.